Today, we celebrate an incredible day in the Orthodox Church. Today, we celebrate the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Today, we celebrate all the fathers who withstood heresies. Today, we celebrate all the monks who withstood the attacks against the Church. Today, we celebrate all those who stood at a time in history when it seemed like the end of the world. Today, when we look at Orthodoxy, when we look at the Orthodox Church, we can fall into despair easily. Are we the only true Orthodox left on the planet? The Orthodox Church looks bleak. The situation looks bleak. But let me tell you, in the 9th century, it was worse. It was much worse. It looked like the Orthodox Church was on the brink of extinction. There were no place where you could find icons. Maybe in some monastery where some martyrs were hiding icons, places in Cyprus, places in Constantinople, hidden places in mountains and in deserts. The Orthodox Church was being preserved by a few monks here, by a few priests there, by a few nuns here, by a few lay people here and there. But all the hierarchs, all the patriarchs, all the bishops, except for a very few, we're condemning icons, the worship of icons, doing what we're doing here today. We could have been thrown in jail. We could have been executed as heretics. We could have been condemned as heretics. And not just in a few places, and not just in a few cities, but throughout the ecumen, throughout the empire. But a few people stood fast. A few, a very few. In the face of death, often. In the face of starvation, in the face of being ostracized, being exiled, their jobs being taken away, their life being taken away. They stood fast and they preserved Orthodoxy that we can stand here today and sing the hymns that we sang, glorifying the icons, so that we can be saved. Because if it is not for icons, there is no salvation. If there are no icons, if we cannot have icons, if we cannot venerate icons, we cannot be saved. Because an icon, being permitted by the Church, accepts and confesses the incarnation of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. An icon can be drawn of a human being, not of God the Father, who we've never seen. How can you draw a picture of something that's never been seen? Yet, we draw pictures of God, the pre-eternal God who created time, who holds the universe in his hands, who exists outside of existence. Yet we can draw him, and we can venerate him, and put our lips on his image, because he became a human being. And those who deny the icons deny the incarnation. Those who deny the icons deny that Christ became a human being, and therefore deny our chance at salvation, and our chance for becoming gods. Because as St. Athanasius said, Jesus Christ, God, became a human being so that we men could become like gods. Many heresies were fought. One of the greatest heresies and the last of the great heresies to be fought was iconoclasm. Iconoclasm meaning icon smashing. But there were many heresies before that. And now we face a great heresy in the Church, modernism, secularism, ecumenism, which is threatening the very foundations of the Church, and the Church is on the verge of extinction. But we will stand fast. And there's a man today who's suffering, who gave his life, every minute of his life, and will continue to give his life for the Church. He's a part of that small group of people who are holding on to the Orthodox Church on his shoulders, sometimes seemingly all by himself. That man suffers today in the hospital because he gave his life for the true message, for the true traditions, for the true faith. He's not there because he had a fun and relaxing and enjoyable life. He's not laying in the state carrying his cross that he has always carried. Really, from the day he was born, he carried this cross. He's there today, Arianna Pavlos, or Metropolitan Pavlos, is a continuation of the same fathers that we glorify today, and that he is going to hold the faith for the rest of his life, no matter what persecution comes to him, and no matter what cross he has to bear, such as he is bearing today. Of course, we know he will be with us again. He will be with us again soon, through the prayers of the Theotokos, through the prayers of all of you here, through the prayers of all those who are absent, all over Greece and all of our monasteries in Greece who are praying for him. He will continue his struggle to preserve the faith here at St. Marcella's and our churches in Detroit and Chicago and Montreal and Florida and Long Island and upstate New York and our monasteries and in Greece where he's a member of the Synod in Greece. I ask you to continue to pray for him as he continues to improve. He continues to improve. It's slow. It's going to be a slow process. And we must be patient, and we're going to have to take this time to repent. Repent of our personal sins through this Lent as we continue down this road to Pascha. But let us repent of every little thing that we have done to compromise the faith. By not fasting. If you haven't been fasting yet in this Lent, begin the fast. Have you compromised the faith? By not coming to church. Every little thing you do, you don't have to be a confessor of the faith and be hung or be beaten or to be starved and lose your job to be a confessor of the faith. Every time you drop the traditions of the church, every time you drop the traditions of the church, you compromise the church. Every single one of us. Every single one of us. Keep the faith. Continue the struggle. Do not give up. It's a long road. It's a long road, but it's a joyful road. It's a very joyful road because there's no road that we would rather be on. There is no road that is going to lead us to the crown of glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Mother, the Panagia Theotokos. Διευχών των Αγίων Πατέρων ημών, Κύριε Ιησού Χριστέ ο Θεός ημών, ελέησον και σώσον ημάς.
Διευχών του Αγίου Δεσπότου ημών, Κύριε Ιησού Χριστέ ο Θεός ημών, ελέησον και σώσον ημάς. Αμήν.